The Quran. The Quran is the only book which is memorized in full from cover to cover by millions of people. Should all copies of the Quran totally disappear, it will remain in existence, immune to distortion and alteration. What is amazing is that this is mentioned in the Quran, as God says,
إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ.
The Quran is not merely a discourse attributed to God, nor is it a set of concepts God wished to give to humans and allowed Muhammad to express them in his own style. Definitely not. The Quran is God's own word. Therefore, it is free of even the slightest error. How can error creep into it when it is the word of God who combines absolute perfection with faultless knowledge? Across the centuries, Muslims studied the Quran in depth, but they continued to discover its linguistic and legislative treasures. Indeed, new avenues of knowledge have been based on the Quran. The Quran includes some scientific information that no human being could have possessed in the 7th century, such as the different stages a human embryo goes through during pregnancy, the formation of mountains, or the outcome of future battles. How could Muhammad gather such information except through revelation by the Creator, who knows all? The Quran disapproves of some of the Prophet's own actions. It includes some remonstration with the Prophet for the way he treated some Muslims, or how he dealt with his wives on certain occasions, or the way he interacted with certain relatives of his, or during a battle. Had the Quran been written by Muhammad, would he have included such reproach aimed at him personally? Billions of people lived on earth in the past 14 centuries. Yet, none of them was able to take up the challenge stated in the Quran and produce a single verse that is akin to it. The challenge remains open, and all are invited to try. The Quran also challenges mankind to point out a single error in it. 14 centuries have gone since the revelation of the Quran, with no one able to find even a slight error in it. Many were those who studied Arabic, hoping to be able to find its errors. Most of them ultimately embraced Islam. On several occasions, Prophet Muhammad was asked about the meaning of some verses of the Quran, or his reaction to a certain event, or requested to give information on something, but he could not. He stated that he would wait until God gave him the necessary information. His wait was at times long. This certainly confirms that he was not the author of the Quran. The Quran was revealed to an unlettered person. Indeed, Muhammad did not know how to write or read. He never learned reading and writing. This is a historical fact. How could he be accused of copying other sources, let alone authoring a fault-free book? Besides, what sources did he use or copy from? The Quran is the only religious book that calls on us to believe in it through logical reasoning and reflection. This is contrary to what all other scriptures, or divine or man-made religions, ask their followers to do. They say that pure faith cannot be subject to any logical reasoning. Only in Islam, the mind is considered most essential for belief. We invite everyone to download a copy of the Quran and study it.